She tries to be good. Really? Well, maybe she doesn't try that hard. Some people are predisposed to following directions and being obedient. Not her. Her forte is not to follow the rules, be provocative, always suggestive, and tease whenever possible. It gets her into plenty of trouble. One time, her naughty behavior went too far, and she knew it. At the end of her visit east, her host was so disturbed by her tease that during the drive back to the airport, he told her he was going to punish her. So, while he drove down the New Jersey Turnpike, he told her in a strict tone to raise her skirt, lower her panties, and bend over the seat of the car. He wanted her bottom in full view and within arm's reach. At first shocked by his instructions, she knew he was angry and dead serious. Admittingly, feeling embarrassed by her own sassy behavior, while driving 60 miles an hour down the highway, she didn't dare argue. In this rare instance, she knew she well deserved to be punished, and therefore upped her skirt and lowered her panties. Humiliated at the possibility of being seen, she looked outside the windows. Then she slowly bent over the seat with her bare ass high and in full view of him and any trucker who happened to drive by. Heading towards the airport in broad daylight with her bottom up in the air, she was concerned her privates were exposed. He then pulled out a wooden brush that he had hidden under his seat. Before he began, he told her to count aloud each of the 40 smacks she was going to receive on her bare ass. Without regret, and with one eye on the traffic, the paddling on both cheeks commenced. Doing as instructed, she cried out the numbers as her bottom began to get sorer, and with each serious spank. Mortified and thrilled by this event, her privates began gushing. Unfortunately for her, he must have done this before because he seemed quite proficient at it. Occasionally, the brush intentionally missed her behind and landed on her partly exposed pussy instead. He told her he was going to make sure she exited the car with such a sore bottom and pussy that she would never forget the drive and what she would get from acting so poorly. Each time the wooden backing hit her bottom, she cried out. As long as she stayed still and counted aloud, he didn't care how she cried. In fact, the louder she cried, the more he knew the lesson would be remembered. Unusual as it was, she did what she was told, and her bottom got more sore and redder with every stroke. It was true. She was never going to forget this drive. The truck drivers going by might not have heard her cries from each smack on her bottom, but they sure got a good view of a very bad girl's bare bottom getting what it deserved. In fact, one of them even honked their horn. Arriving at the terminal, she was sufficiently shamed by this strange public punishment. Not commenting on the tears rolling down her cheeks, her host told her to pull up her panties. He then instructed her to explain her discomfort to whomever she was sitting next to in the airplane. She was to clarify in detail that she had been too provocative and flirty while visiting her friend. So, on the way to the airport, he had given her a bare-bottom spanking with a hairbrush. Then he handed her the brush. After those instructions and the hairbrush in her hand, she gingerly got out of the car, wiping her tears, and went inside to face her next dilemma. Sitting down.